Good morning. This is Abby with your Daily Berlin Briefing for Wednesday, May 22nd, 2019. As we've mentioned the last couple days, Berlin Briefing turns 2 years old this week, and we'd like to invite our listeners to Pratergarten in Prenzlauer Berg this Sunday between 2 and 4 p.m. to say hi and have a drink in the sunshine. We sadly can't afford to buy everyone drinks, but we'll have Berlin Briefing stickers to give away, a door prize or two, and open ears for anyone who has suggestions on how we can improve our daily reporting. More details are to follow tomorrow here and on social media. Now, on to the news. The renovation of the heritage-protected York Bridges is continuing. On the weekend of the 24th to the 26th of May, Brücke Sibsten, or Bridge 17, will be the first of several Berlin dismantled bridges to return. The return transport and the reinstallation of the bridge will lead to traffic disruptions in the city and on Yorkstrasse. From 10 p.m. Friday evening till 4 a.m. Monday morning, Yorkstrasse will be closed to traffic. For pedestrians and cyclists, however, Yorkstrasse will remain passable. Bus line M19 will end at the U- and S-Bahn station Yorkstrasse during the closure. Bridge 17 will not immediately be available for pedestrian and bicycle traffic after installation. First, the former railway bridge must be provided with a walkway of poured asphalt on lightweight concrete. Then, the connections to the paths in the Flaschenhalspark and in the park am Gleisdreieck are prepared. After Whitsunday, Brücke Sibsten is to start operations. Several bridge superstructures were brought to the Heckmann plant in Hohenschönhausen for renovation. For this purpose, the bridges have to be driven through the city with special transporters. Brücke Sibsten is 28 meters long and about 3.6 meters wide. The AfD cannot hold its party for the European elections on Sunday, May 26th at the planned location in Moabit. The operator of the event hall in the Ludwig Löwehofen on Webestrasse has terminated the usage contract at short notice. This is due to threats from the extreme left spectrum. The operator told the party in writing, quote, "The threats against me, my family, and above all the neighborhood are very extreme." The operator could not be reached on Monday for a statement. For days, there have been calls on the internet to, quote, "crash the election campaign party and turn it into a disaster." The managing director's telephone number was published on the left-wing extremist website Indymedia with a request to, quote, "exert strong pressure by telephone." Urgently needed flats that are misused as holiday homes constitute a big problem in Berlin, and activists have recently turned the tables in protest when they occupied an Airbnb holiday apartment in Neukölln and used it for an exhibition. The holiday apartment on the ground floor of a multi-story building on the Hubrechtstrasse is available for 1,300 euro monthly rent on the landlord portal Airbnb. On Sunday, there were no tourists in the apartment, so activists of the initiative Expropriate Airbnb and Company had entered it. They hung posters under the windows inviting visitors to a, quote, "exhibition opening with sparkling wine," and those who wanted could climb a small red wooden staircase through the window and into the apartment. According to the initiative, many curious Berliners did so and were able to see information boards provided by the activists, which illustrated the number of alleged vacation homes in Neukölln and Kreuzberg. Activist spokesman Max Gebhardt stated, quote, "Holiday homes steal necessary living space and drive rents up. The Neukölln landlord would be the best example of this." At the end of the day, however, the activists had chosen the wrong rental flat and landlord, as the Neukölln district office announced, quote, "The holiday home in Hubrechtstrasse is legal. It is an approved commercial premises that doesn't take any of the housing Berliners need." The show of the activists was supposed to last a few days, but was prevented by police, and according to the Berliner Zeitung, there is trouble looming for the activists. A police spokesman reported, quote, "We are investigating them on suspicion of burglary and violation of assembly rights." After chaotic conditions occurred at Tegel Airport on Monday, the situation got more relaxed on Tuesday. Passengers reported negatively on Twitter about ground controls taking a very long time, resulting in long queues overcrowded toilets, and missed flights. One passenger tweeting, quote, "I'm really sorry to say this, but Berlin Tegel is easily one of the most dirtiest, cramped, worst organized airports in the Western world. Very un-German." The shortfalls occurred because a large number of inspectors reported in sick at short notice. Why this accumulation occurred remains unclear. A spokesman for the company which employs the aviation security inspectors explained on Tuesday morning, quote, "So far, there are no personnel deficits." The Berlin-Brandenburg Airport Company, or FBB, spokesman Daniel Tolksdorf also confirmed that things remained quiet on Tuesday, remarking, quote, "It is indeed very stable." Tolksdorf added that in order to cushion the short-term loss, more people will now have to be recruited. To this end, deployment plans could be revised or personnel could be withdrawn from Schönefeld Airport. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, hear us on Spotify and bearradio.org, follow us on social media, or enable our Alexa skill. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.